That's Dire Straits on the mix on 90.7 WKGC, and a happy Friday to you. And a little Money for Nothing. I want my MTV.
Me too.
I do too.
Money for nothing.
You want
definitely.
Money for nothing?
Well, I'll take
I want
the money
MTV.
For nothing.
Well, okay.
MTV
yeah, the money
is
for
good
nothing,
too, but
I'll take Mark Knopfler.
Oh, there we go.
And there
someone's
we have.
Had their coffee this morning.
There's
thank
the buzzer.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that
family
song in a
show.
Long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Show.
Exactly. So it's Friday. It's been a couple of weeks since we've had some musicians in the studio.
It is. Earth Day, I ran into these two. I ran into them occasionally. I've never damaged them yet, but I do
please
run
don't.
Into them once
they're
in a
nice.
While.
It did hurt a little bit.
It did hurt a little bit, yeah. Well, I've heard that too. Ran into them at Earth Day, so...
You dragged them up here.
I dragged them up here.
Whatever the proper tense is, mm-hmm. We got them here.
We did.
We're here,
and we have with us Lucky Mud, A.K.A. What's the real name? Are you guys just Lucky Mud, or do you prefer to go by Mike and Maggie?
Lucky Mud.
Lucky Mud.
That's what I thought.
And you have a regular gig, don't you?
We have lots of regular gigs.
So pretty much, we can always run into you Sundays at the
Robert's Hall,
Americana Cafe.
That's it.
Okay.
We have, and we bring in people from all over the country, but except for June, July, and August, we won't be there.
Oh, summer vacation?
We're taking
yes,
a break.
Yes, we are. We're
after
running away.
5 years.
Is that allowed?
I want to go. Can I go?
Yeah, we're going to South Dakota. We're going out west.
Ooh.
Now, are you taking the hippie van with you?
No.
Okay. All right. I just
do you have a real hippie van?
Oh, yes, they do.
They really?
Do. Yes.
Yes.
We camp in things called motels. And we
oh, you're camping in motels.
How old's your hippie van?
It's
82, I guess.
Okay.
It's an old bread truck.
All right, mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah, it's great. We love it, but the problem is it has no air conditioning.
That's a problem.
When you're driving down the road. Now, when we plug in somewhere, we have air conditioning. We have two air conditioners because we're Floridians. But when you're driving down the road, we have no air conditioning. Mm-hmm. So you're driving along and you're just sweating up a storm. So.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like fun.
No.
Well, innovation is another thing. But when we used to have to use it to haul the giant equipment we used to play in, now the equipment we used to play with is you can pick it up in one hand.
Oh, sure.
Plus, it only gets like 10 miles to the
gallon. I was going to say, gas is probably an issue, it's a little expensive right now.
Yes.
Gas is going up this summer.
Yeah, well, it's already up. I filled up this morning, and it was expensive.
Yeah.
I didn't like it. Okay. How much
it
about for,
really
how about for
has,
you, Tom?
Oh, we don't. I don't
really
want to make people mad and talk about it, but I haven't put gas in the car for a while.
Don't you need to every once in a while, though?
Yeah.
Do you put anything in there to keep the gas, like,
it actually turns, the gas motor turns on once a month for a few minutes to make sure that it still stays lubricated. The
which kind do you have? Which electric car do you have?
Volt,
okay.
Yeah, it's I have to have gas car because occasionally I go further than the 80 miles that it'll go
Does the Tesla car not have gas engine at all?
Not at all, no.
Okay.
But the Tesla will go in excess of 200. The Volt will only go 80.
Right.
Oh, well.
And the Tesla also does this rapid charge thing where if you pull into a Tesla station and 20 minutes later you're fully charged, well, the Volt won't charge that quickly.
Where's the nearest Tesla station?
I have no idea.
I didn't think so.
Actually, I do know one. There's one right outside this building out there. Anybody who has a Tesla needs to pull in for a
drink. Yeah, for our solar barn.
We have a solar charging shed here courtesy of Gulf Coast State College. So
very nice.
You can pull in and... I have seen Teslas in there.
There is one in Walton County.
Yes, there is. Yes, you're right. There is one in Walton County. I saw. I talked to a fellow with a Tesla here one Saturday. I was in here doing something, and he walked out there, and he was plugged in, and he was sitting out there watching the ducks in the pond charging his Tesla.
Hmm.
Why not?
That's the life.
That is the life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have Lucky Mud, Mike, and Maggie here, and we'll take a quick break, and you come back
and
play
some
music.
And they'll play some music and explain to producer Brandon what Lucky Mud means.
Okay,
we got some explaining to do.
He's not a Kurt Vonnegut fan and needs to be enlightened.
Yes, I'm sure he does.
Mm-hmm.
So you're listening to The Mix here on your local public radio station, and we'll be right back with some Lucky Mud here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC.
KGC.
Sorry, I forgot to mention Happy May the 4th.
Thank you.
I can't believe that Brandon didn't mention that.
May the fourth be with you.
Tom, why are you shaking your head?
Because you're too old. You are too old for that. That's all except
come on.
That from Brandon. But I don't
it's
know
May
about,
the 4th.
You know,
Brandon has his Stormtrooper snowflake.
And don't forget now that
whatever that
tomorrow
is
Cinco de Mayo.
That's right. And oh,
we
yeah, we've got to. I've
got
to find our.
You've got to find your.
I've got
a Cinco de Mayo song, so we have to play that. You know,
and I have a graduation song.
Tony Vegas did a song, wrote a song called Cinco de Mayo.
Oh yeah,
yeah, it's kind of cute. Hey.
Cinco de Mayo, don't you get it in your?
No, that's Pico de Gallo.
Okay, nice try, Maggie.
It's all the same theme.
Let's have. What you guys are gonna play us a tune? I think.
Yeah,
because Maggie's cuddling her drum.
What is that? That's a drum?
This is a frame drum, but I play it like a Bowron because I have no skills with my hands.
It's a square. It's about a 10 by 10 square with a skin.
And this is called a chipeen or a tipper. And I just play it this way.
It's a stubby little drumstick.
Exactly.
Stubby, double-ended drum. It's a stubby, double-ended drumstick.
I hit the drum with a stick. That's all there is.
Okay, this is a song about driving through Louisiana and imagining if we lived there, we'd probably go to the cockfights on the weekends because that's what families do.
Based on a story from NPR.
That's right.
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
Thanks for listening.
Saturday night cockfight, chicken wire and tin. Daddy brought the family and he parked beside the kinfolk. The oyster shell parking lot, the Louisiana swamp. Lily hold the baby while we put some money up. So Lily takes the baby, she goes to Charlie's side. Saturday night cockfight, Louisiana night. Two cocks and a cage whirling bloody spurs. Mama orders chicken dinners, extra slaw with hers. Sister wants a Dr. Pepper, daddy wants a beer. The black rooster goes down, everybody cheers. Then Lily squeezes Charlie, they take a walk outside. Saturday night cockfight, another rooster dies. Then daddy wins $20, has another drink. And mama gets the kids and heads off to the roller rink. Later on, she sits with daddy in a folding chair. He kisses all her fingers. He smells her braided hair. Swamp, smoke from the factory blurs the golden lights. All along the bayou on a Louisiana night. Your daddy wins $20, has another drink. And mama gets the kids and heads off to the roller rink. Later on, she sits with daddy in a folding chair. He kisses all her fingers. He smells her braided hair. Smoke from the factory blurs the golden lights. All along the bayou on a Louisiana night.
That's Lucky Mud here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. What caused you to write that?
Listening to it, driving along listening to NPR, because folk singers do that.
Right.
And there was a report about cockfights, and everybody who goes to them, everybody around them, it's all evil. It's all evil. And I thought, you know, maybe. I've never been to one. But maybe if I lived in southeast Louisiana, I would take my family. So I would try to imagine a family night at the cockfights. So
there you go.
Some brains just don't.
So I don't think that's what Bob Edwards had in mind when he did that one, Mike.
Probably,
but that's
not
good. Yeah.
Remember, Tom, it's as clear as mud.
It's as clear
as Lucky Mud.
All right, now we need to clear this up for producer Brandon. Why the name Lucky Mud?
Kurt Vonnegut, who was one of my favorite authors, one of his books is called Cat's Cradle. And in Cat's Cradle, he said, in the beginning, God made mud. And some of the mud was lucky mud, and it got to get up and look around at all the other mud. So we've always felt like the luckiest of the mud. So it just
so you get to
lucky
get up
me,
and look around
mud.
At the rest of the mud.
All the other mud.
There you go.
Yep.
That's really good.
We think so.
It's kept us going.
It sort of explains who we are. That and we've come up with our own little term of swampy tonk.
Swampy tonk?
That explains our music, swampy tonk.
Our folkabilly. But... You know, you were talking about Americana, and Americana is a great term because it doesn't mean anything, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To us, it means lyric-based acoustic music, you know, acoustic music with a story to it. Mm-hmm. And so, but you can play blues, honky-tonk, folk, whatever you want, and it can be Americana, if anyone could ever figure out what that was.
It's always good to be as generic as you can, Mike.
Absolutely.
Right, don't exclude anyone.
Do you have another song for us?
Always.
Okay, well. Unless you have another question.
No, I don't have another question. No. I mean, I have lots of questions, but we can't answer them on the
radio. I just want to know where she got her blouse.
Zulily.
Zulily.
Zulily. There you go.
Maggie's a Zulily girl. She loves
it. I love Zulily.
You look lovely.
Thank you.
We, a couple of years ago, Maggie wrote this song called Tall Ships, where she imagined the tall ships leaving Key West and going into Nova Scotia. And our friends from Nova Scotia heard her playing it. They said, you know, this is the year that the tall ships are doing that. So that turned into a tour for us that started in Houston and ended in Nova Scotia. And we were standing on Halifax Pier when the tall ships came in, and her song was playing on the radio. It was pretty special.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
This is one of my favorite Lucky Mud songs. The only one I like that's up there with Tall Ships would be the Mockingbird song.
Oh yeah,
I haven't played that one in a long time.
Southern Zen.
Mm-hmm. Okay, would you?
Lucky Mud on the mix this morning on 90.7 WKGC. How long have you guys been playing together?
46 years.
Okay.
We've been married for 46 years.
Together. playing together.
Well, it's interesting to watch you all play together because you speak while you're talking through your eyes and your face. You can tell you've played together a day or two.
We do, and it's a language. It's interesting because we include the audience, but we mostly look at each other and we kind of cue off. And I for years just did harmonies. And I cued off of his mouth, and I watched everything he did so that I wouldn't come in too soon.
Sure.
You know, and so sometimes we go...
And I tend to never do anything twice the same way, so that doesn't...
Yeah, exactly. We've got Lucky Mud in the studio. We've got a weather forecast coming your way in just a moment. First, we'll play a little more folky music from Simon and Garfunkel, one of my favorites, The Sound of Silence, on 90.7 WKGC. Crazy Little Thing Called Love. That's Queen on the mix on 90.7 WKGC, and we have in the studio not Queen, but Lucky Mud instead.
We're kind of like that.
Only better and live.
Yeah.
And alive.
Now, Lucky Mud, besides the Robert's Hall gig, which goes off on Sunday, most Sunday afternoons, although we will take a few months off this summer to let Maggie recharge.
Yes.
They also occasionally have concerts out at their house, and... Mm. The name of their house is taken from, I believe, a Bob Dylan song, as in, I ain't going to work on Maggie's farm no more. Anyway, so occasionally you'll see, if you're friends with them on Facebook, you'll see that there'll be something going on at Maggie's farm.
So if you want to be a farmhand.
So if you want to be a farmhand, it's...
So you can come to the party, but you have to mow the grass or do some weeding or something?
Yeah, if you want to, or just play an instrument. It's actually, technically, it's Maggie's Musical Farm.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
And it's actually on Google Maps.
Oh, really?
Wow. Okay.
So we're less than a mile from Econfina Creek, so people like to come up and spend the day. You can go kayaking and play music, and we usually cook a bunch of food.
Primitive camping.
It really is cool up there.
That's better than being Maggie's Funny Farm.
It is.
Well, a few of us have spoken
there's
of it
another
in that,
money-making venture.
That way, yes.
I hear there's profit in that these days.
Profit?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Wait, that's not in our DNA.
In music, that would be false profits. So
well, we have a vinyl play of the day, which I have gotten, I checked out with Lucky Mud to make sure that they like it.
Did we get our guest approval?
Well, oh, no, with them I needed to get a guest approval on it. Anyway, this is a song that was taken. And how old do you suppose Scarborough Fair really is, Maggie? That's an ancient folks, hundreds of years old.
And in many different formations.
Yes,
because that's the great thing about folk music is that they change the words, but the melody has been around forever.
Simon and Garfunkel did a good job of it, and it's not called Scarborough Fair. It's called Girl from the North Country off Bob Dylan's Nashville Skyline, and he did it with, of all people, Johnny Cash.
Huh.
So it's a great tune. And so here we have Bob Dylan, Johnny Cash doing a Girl from the North Country.
It's the mix on 90.7 WKGC.
If you're traveling to the North Country Fair, where the winds hit heavy on the borderline, remember me to one who lives there, for she once was a true love of mine. See for me that her hair's hanging down, it curls and falls all down her breast. See for me that her hair's hanging down, that's the way I remember her best.
If you go when the snowflakes fall, when the rivers freeze and summer ends, please see for me if she's wearing a coat so warm.
warm to keep her from the howling wind. If you're traveling in the North Country Fair, when the winds hit heavy on the borderline, please say hello to one who lives there. For she was once a true love of mine. If you're traveling in the North Country Fair, where the winds hit heavy on the borderline, remember me to one who lives there. For she once was a true love of mine, true love of mine, a true love of mine, a true love of mine, true love of mine, a true love of mine, a true love of mine. She was once a true love of mine.
It's our final play of the day. Girl from the North Country. Two great musicians there, Johnny Cash and Bob Dylan. How old is Bob Dylan?
About a million.
Older than me.
Yeah, he's older than
76.
People call him older than dirt. Okay.
He's older than mud.
He'd be older than mud. We know he's older than mud.
Born Robert Allen Zimmerman, May 24th, 1941. He's 76 years old.
10 years older than I am.
Wow.
That's old.
That's older than mud and dirt and everything else. Yeah.
I didn't know about the Zimmerman part either.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Bobby Zimmerman.
Okay. Yep.
Bobby Zimmerman.
I don't know where Dylan come from.
Dylan Thomas.
Is that where it was?
There's no doubt about that one.
Right. All right. Well, hey, we're all learning a little something this morning. Mm-hmm. Lucky Mud, you have another tune for us? Sure. Maggie, you've picked up a funny-looking instrument there.
It's
got too many strings on it.
This is called an octave mandolin. It's actually, I call it the melancholy mandolin. It's played like tuned like a mandolin, only it's one octave lower.
Okay.
So it gives those wonderful kind of...
Because it's actually larger than the mandolin.
Yeah, it is. And it looks like a bouzouki, which is very popular in Irish
music
as well, except for it's got a shorter neck and it's tuned differently. But it just has this big sound.
So what are you playing for us?
We're going to do... back in the early 80s, I played in the only bar on Highway 38. Can you imagine?
The only one?
Yep. One bar. Rick's Runaground on Blue Mountain,
Blue Mountain Beach.
Yeah. Is it still there?
No. Nothing's still there. But there was nothing there to not be there. But all anybody wanted to hear was Jimmy Buffett songs. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't afford to buy the album, so I would go home at night and write Jimmy Buffett songs, and I'd play them the next night. Everybody's like, "Wow, man, I love that album. That's my favorite song." We'll play a little bit of it. I know we have a short time. Poster in the window said, "Fly to the islands, you can leave all your troubles behind." Showed happy men and women just drinking and swimming, and I thought it'd get you off of my mind. So I bought a ticket, caught the very first plane, flew right down to the islands. I didn't even think twice, headed down to paradise, thought I'd have a good time, forget all the pain. They say this is the most beautiful place in the world, with palm trees swaying over long-legged tropical girls. But I didn't see a thing except diminishing bottles of gin. I spent all 3 days at the airport Holiday Inn. Why put a fool in paradise? It's only wasted on me.
sitting at a laminated bar watching TV. I might as well be back home in my neighborhood bar. If I wanted to act like a fool, I didn't have to go this far. They say this is the most beautiful place in the world, with palm trees swaying over long-legged tropical girls. But I didn't see a thing except diminishing bottles of gin. I spent all 3 days at the airport Holiday Inn. Why put a fool in paradise? It's only wasted on me. And it's such a shame to waste paradise on a fool. Yes, it's such a shame to waste paradise on a fool.
Yeah, that sounds like it just came off of a Jimmy Buffett album.
That was my favorite. That was my favorite album.
That was my favorite album, man. Favorite album. I love that one.
I don't like playing in bars because people don't really know anything. It's like,
oh yeah. Yeah, that's a great Jimmy Buffett tune, man.
I was there when he wrote it.
Well, that's really good stuff.
Thanks.
Yeah, I like it. Today's graduation day here at Gulf Coast State College.
It is. Congratulations to everyone.
You remember graduating, Tom?
No.
Did they give you a diploma?
No.
It's over 1,300 people that are going to receive a degree or certificate of some sort.
It's going to be a full Marina Civic
Center. Full house.
Yes, it's always full. It's a little raucous.
Go early. Parking's going to be strange.
It's a little raucous.
Place is going to be packed tonight.
So I dug up a tune. I remember hearing this the first time as a little kid, and it didn't mean a lot because I was just a little kid. But it's the Beach Boys, a little song called Graduation Day. On the mix on 90.7 WKGC.
There's a time for joy, a time for tears, a time we'll treasure through the years. We'll remember always graduation day. At the senior prom, we danced till 3, and there you gave your heart to me. Graduation day. Though we leave in sorrow all the joys we've known, we can face tomorrow. Are far behind, no matter where our paths may wind, we'll remember always graduation day.
It's the Beach Boys on 90.7 WKGC, Graduation Day. I think originally done by the four freshmen.
Could be. Sounds.
But might have really been done by the four seniors, really.
At this point, they might be the four seniors.
But we were talking off air about the Beach Boys, mm-hmm. and in particular about Brian Wilson. Mm-hmm. There's a movie out that they did a couple of years ago that none of us can remember, but it really is a great kind of a biopic, a little bit of Brian Wilson and his life and his mm-hmm. true genius.
Absolutely phenomenal.
Little.
Not only as a performer and a writer,
yeah, a little
but
difficult
also,
to get along with in
yes.
the studio, I've heard.
As a producer, as an engineer, the guy really was amazing.
Yeah. Fueled also by the Beatles.
There was a friendly right. competition between the Beach Boys and the Beatles.
More appropriately, between Brian Wilson and Paul McCartney.
Yes, okay. More likely.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
That makes more sense. Yeah, Pet Sounds and Sergeant.
Have they
Sergeant
ever worked
Pepper.
Together?
Yeah.
The two of them, McCartney and Wilson?
That's a good question.
I don't think Brian Wilson plays nice in Sandbox with almost anybody, if you really want to know the truth. But
that's true.
He's
And like at I one said, point, according to the movie, he had a Sandbox in his living room, so that was kind of weird.
Wow.
You know, musical geniuses like that are their own weird selves.
Mm-hmm. And sure.
Sometimes when you collaborate with someone, it waters down that wonderful genius that they are, or alters it to the point where it's no longer really genius. It's kind of like, you know.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's really okay that they don't play with.
But that's why I'm a solo artist.
Or too fabulous to have a band.
Or nobody will play with you at all.
That's right.
more than likely the case.
But people like Thomas Wolfe and Somerset Maugham and Brian Wilson, without the genius, it would be a horrible thing. But the genius was what took that bent in them and turned them into the people we would love to emulate.
Yes.
You guys have one more song for us?
Sure. Which one? Mockingbird. Southern's there.
No.
Oh.
Pride.
Oh. Here comes the drum again.
This pride you see in the boxer's eyes, kneeling on the mat. He knows that he's been beaten, but he's not finished yet. 'Cause quitting's worse than spitting blood and living with a hurt. And every memory that he has is of the rising from the dirt. Sometimes pride is all you have, but that can be enough. 'Cause pride will push you to the edge, and it will make you worse. Money buys the best of things. You will never know defeat. You can watch that boxer safe there in your front row seat. Rich boys go to college, and poor boys go to work. Sweat and toil their lives away, never far above that dirt. Rich men live in gated homes. They hide behind their walls, but they will never know how sweet the pride that goes before the fall. Mm-hmm. Pride goes before the fall, they say. God will help the poor. Stop right there. The voice just died on me.
Uh-oh.
Sorry, I was trying not to do that on the air.
That's all right. It happens. Yeah. This is live radio.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
It happens.
What happened to the water cooler?
I'm barely alive.
Well, that water cooler's in the other room.
Okay.
Water cooler's in the other room.
I apologize for that. It's one of the most unforgivable things is to not finish a song, but I...
It's okay, though.
I felt...
You felt it going.
Well, we didn't offer our guests any water or coffee either. So,
well, coffee would be bad. Coffee's a terrible thing.
Bad hostessing, producer Brandon.
Yes.
Yeah, Brandon.
Bloody Marys are a good thing.
No, they're not.
At 9:53 in the morning?
Tom,
we don't have
Tom
to have that conversation.
Give us your rider. We didn't get a copy of your rider.
Sorry. Brown M&M's.
Only the brown M&M's. They have
Absolutely.
To be separated.
Sorry about
and
that.
And water.
I apologize for this song.
I'm sorry.
No, don't apologize at all. It sounded great. Well, we have Lucky Mud in the studio with us. You're performing on Sunday at
We have Barbara Paul Arbrecht. She's an incredible Delta blues, incredible finger picking style guitar, and just awesome. So she'll be there Sunday, starting about 4 o'clock. We have an open mic from 3 to 4, and then she'll play a concert. So yeah.
And where would this? Where would this be?
Roberts Hall in Lynn Haven.
Historic Lynn Haven.
Historic Roberts Hall.
Historic downtown Lynn Haven.
Yes, how old is that building? 200 years?
It was built in
1912.
Okay.
So 16 years.
116
years now.
Okay.
So. 106. Wow. 106. Yeah. So yeah, it's amazing, and it's been restored.
It's owned by the Independent Order of Odd Fellows, and has been since
1912.
831
Florida Avenue.
Yes.
It's a great, even if you don't come to our series on Sundays, it's a great place to go and just check out. Hank Williams Sr. played upstairs on the stage in the 40s. And
wow.
So it's got a wonderful, wonderful
wow.
history to it and a great feel. When you walk in the room, it just feels good. We always say the man upstairs is Hank Sr.
Hank. Lucky Mud in the studio. Thank you all for stopping by.
Thanks for having
Please
us.
Come back again. We'll make sure you have water.
Yeah.
All that kind of stinks. We're going to round out, take you up to 10 o'clock. Tomorrow's Cinco de Mayo.
Yes, it
right.
is. Uh-huh.
Today's May the 4th. Tomorrow's May the 5th.
What radio station has their very own copy of a song called Cinco de Mayo?
By none other than Tony Vegas.
Tony Vegas, our own Tony Vegas.
That's right. We'll take you up to 10 o'clock with Tony Vegas and Cinco de Mayo on the mix on 90.7 WKGC.